Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Because of the way it was delivered.
How do you think a woman should put that to a man? How do you think that a woman should say to a man, this doesn't work for me? Or, you know, I'm not getting what I need from you.
I'm just so excited because tonight is the premiere of the Every Woman Talk Show. I am Natae, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined by a fantastic panel of women this evening. Uli, Signature, and Jackie, we're all sisters with different opinions. So for the next hour, we're going to talk about... Talk Show is back. It's Tuesday, January 21st, and tonight we kick off our 2014 season. So hold tight and sit back because from now on, Tuesday nights are officially ladies' night. Now, I don't know where you're located, but if you're in the Northeast, it's cold outside, but it's hot on the air. I'm Natae, one of your co-hosts for the evening, and I have on the line with me Jackie, Uli, and Sig. Hey, ladies.
Hey, family.
How's everybody?
Hi, Sig. Hi, Uli. Hi,
Natae. Hi. Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Oh, that's right. I don't think we've all had a chance to say Happy New Year to each other. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. How's everybody kicking off the New Year tonight? Or not just tonight, but how have you been kicking it off?
For me, just taking care of me. I think that's the wonderful thing about this year is I've dedicated it to the year of me. Not the year of selfish, but the year of me.
Okay.
I think we both are in that place.
So, Uli, what's been going on with you, my dear?
Oh, the same old, same old. Same old, same old, same old. Looking for new employment, not happy where I am, but, you know, it's paying the bills. But, you know, new year, I'm going to change some things. Like I said, you know, the last time we spoke, you need to change some things in your life. You need to get rid of some things in your life. And I started, and I'm going to continue it this year, and they're out.
All right. Signature, is Sig on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Sig. How you doing?
I'm okay.
So how's your 2014 started off, Sig?
It sucks, man.
Ooh. All right, okay. You want to get
that? You haven't called us and told us that.
Okay, you know, this is the truth. I'm a brat. I ordered a new phone. I didn't get it till today, and then it was broke, and then I have to get another phone. I'm pissed off. That's all. I'm just being a brat about it. Nothing wrong with
that. That's okay. That's okay, my sister, because you know
okay.
what? When you are expecting something, you expect it to come when it's supposed to come, how it's supposed to come, and it's supposed to do what it's supposed to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, y'all,
Jackie. Jackie, tell Sig her phone cannot look as bad as mine.
Oh, well, yeah.
Was your phone all cracked up, Uli?
Oh, my God, my grandkids did a number on my phone.
Okay, because there's nothing wrong with my phone. I was being a brat, and they offered me a phone because they don't have the one I want, so I took it. There's nothing wrong with my current phone.
It's okay to be a little brat.
I kick into brat mode about certain things, and I'm a slave to technology, and they don't have the phone they promised me would be out. So they said, we'll give you this other phone, brand new. You won't have to pay for that one. And then when the other one comes in, we'll give you that one.
I hear that.
Ooh. But then I get it today when I was supposed to get it yesterday. I was already mad about that. And I get it today, and then you put the SIM card in different, and I broke that. So,
Oh, Lord.
Like, I broke it. I'm owning that. I broke it. I went to the store, and this guy was like, it's broke. You got to need a new phone. I said, okay, well, just give me a new phone because we don't have these in here. Okay, I'm not going to get mad at you because this is not your fault. I did this to myself. Luckily, I still have my other phone. No problem. I get back. I call. They go, no problem. We'll credit you for that. Shipping.
Wait,
we're going to ship
you
a new phone. You'll have it tomorrow. So I'm really just in brat mode. That's all.
What service do you have, Sig?
Huh?
What service do you have?
T-Mobile.
Yeah, woo-woo.
I walked out of Boost. Anybody else have Boost?
No. You don't get hung up with Boost.
You know what? I love Boost Mobile. It's a flat fee. I'm not charged any tax or anything like that, and I have unlimited everything. And Boost is Sprint. So don't y'all be hating on Boost.
I don't like
Sprint
either.
Too.
Exactly.
No, you know what? A moment of silence. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They're sending Boost Mobile and Sprint.
I'm like Sig. I walked out of T-Mobile with three phones at Christmas time, and I paid $80 because they were like, Ms. Bryant, you've been with us for so long, we're going to give you a whole bunch of stuff because we hope you don't go.
Exactly. T-Mobile, I've been a T-Mobile customer for over a decade, and and they say, oh, let's do this for you. Okay, cool. And they were like, I know you're upset. We'll send you another phone tomorrow. Not a problem.
Boost would do the same thing. But do any men belong to T-Mobile? Because T-Mobile just seems so girly. I'm a girl.
Oh, no, it's lots of men who have T-Mobile. It's a lot of men who have T-Mobile.
I've yet to meet one. I've yet to meet one man that has T-Mobile.
I know five.
Well,
four of them are related to me, but that's not the point. They're all men.
All right, ladies. Okay. So, what is our topic for this evening outside of our cell phones being wonderful?
Well, that's for the new year. All the wonderful things that people are doing for the new year.
Exactly. But before we get into that, I definitely want to give a shout out to the newest member of our Shadow World family, Mr. Trey Fine Voice Davis, on his premiere last night of the Game Strong Sports Talk Show. I mean, awesome premiere. And that brother has a sexy voice.
I already heard.
Yes. I heard, too. So, Trey, if you're out there listening to us, you know, we're just going to dedicate the show to you, and now you get to listen in to us tonight.
Congratulations.
Another thing for you guys, before we jump into our topic, since we're most of us in New Jersey, Governor Christie. Now, everybody's been talking about Governor Christie, but what do y'all think? Y'all think he's guilty, innocent, or what?
I don't think he should have been reelected.
Okay. I like Governor Christie. You know what I like about him is that he is so matter of fact. You know, he says what he feels what he says, and he puts it out there. I also love that, you know, I tend to watch David Letterman, and David Letterman kills him. And I love how he just came on the show, addressed his fat stuff, and made fun of himself. But part of me thinks that, you know what, this might be a little scandal to ruin his bid for the presidential election. He may be innocent.
There's nothing unusual about this in politics. It's, you know, it's part of politics.
It is part of politics,
I'm a little biased because I work for the county, a subsidiary of the state. And so the way that we look at Chrissy as employees is very different than how the general public looks at him. And do I think it's something he's capable of? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
And to watch him in his bully mode. I mean, what people tend to forget is pre-Sandy, everybody hated Chrissy. Before we had Hurricane Sandy and before he came and, you know, it was that sentimental feeling, which I believe was genuine when he saw the roller coaster in the water and he really wanted to get the funds out there and he put away his, you know, his bipartisan feelings towards President Obama. Everybody disliked him. But at that moment, there was a moment of vulnerability for his state and for his people and his constituents. And people forgot all about how he was prior to that. And now it's like, you know, they're hearing these things and people are divided. But had these things come out prior to Sandy, no one would have been fazed or amazed by any of it. They would have said, oh, absolutely, I totally agree.
Yeah, probably.
So I think what has happened is there's been this fairy tale love affair, and that happened right before the election. So, I mean, the woman who ran against him didn't stand a chance after Sandy happened and after the pictures and after all the pleas and all of that. So, you know, it showed a softer side of him, absolutely, but need we not forget who this man was prior to
being elected.
And they reelected him based on emotion as opposed to based on fact. But that's just my opinion.
That's mine,
so
too. I'm right with you on it.
I'm not a big Chrissy fan. And considering, you know, you want to continue to raise my premiums for my health insurance and you want to continue to demand how much I have to put in my pension and you want to demand so many programs you cut and spending here and there, I'm sorry. I just don't fall for the post-Sandy facade.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, that's two against one, six. What do you think? Or do you have an opinion on Governor Christie?
I got an opinion on Governor Christie, but that's y'all, Governor. Y'all want to do a show on that, that's fine. Y'all can do the show on that, and I can eat dinner.
That's okay.
Thank you, ladies. Now, yesterday was MLK Day. We celebrated. We honored MLK. And anybody do anything special?
I worked 12 hours.
Oh, wow.
You work 12 hours. But, you know, now some people feel like they shouldn't work on MLK Day. And some people feel like, well, you know, he fought for me to have this job and have equal rights. So what do y'all think? Because if
I
don't work, I'm going to work.
I don't need anybody's birthday to take off work. I'm making money every chance I can get. I don't have to be out of work, taken off of work to celebrate everything he's done for us or to be grateful to think for he's done. I don't have to be sitting at home not making any money to do that. That makes no sense to me.
Okay. But some people, you know, feel like he fought and he died for me.
If they want to celebrate him and celebrate what he did, kick his dream into gear and quit begging for a day off or yelling and screaming about, I need to
Thank
be
you.
Off today because of this. Because if he wouldn't have opened that door, they wouldn't. Sorry asses
wouldn't they would have a job. They wouldn't have a job.
The world to stay at home so you can complain about, I don't have no money.
My thing is
earn your money and keep it moving.
That's right. My thing is, as long as he's acknowledged as a national holiday, I'm good with that. I don't have to be off work in order to say this man was a great man. I don't have to do that. And not for him or any other asshole president that we have off. I don't have to do that. You know, I'm going to go work and make my money and take care of my family because that's what he fought for.
And that's what he would want.
I was fortunately, I was off yesterday. But what I find interesting is that a lot of people who are off, it is just, quote-unquote, a day off. If you're going to be off, acknowledge, celebrate, do something. I went to the Newark Museum yesterday. Every year they do a celebration, and it's kind of a family day, you know, so people can bring their children, you know, so it's something that caters to adults and children. And I try to go to that every year just to kind of celebrate and acknowledge, and I'll bring somebody with me or whatever. But the thing is that some people are just so caught up in the holiday, and they have no conception of what the man was fighting for
a reality.
And it's like, you know, it's just like having off 4th of July or any other holiday. You just want to kind of go and curl up somewhere. If you're going to be off, acknowledge something. And now they also call it the day of service. So really, you're supposed to be out giving service if you're off. No, a lot of people don't do that.
So that's, you know, that brings up the question, are we keeping the dream alive? How are we keeping it alive if we are?
Hell no.
You can walk down the street to our young men and realize that that's not whatever he was fighting for is completely almost damn near dead, not alive.
But our generation, we don't fight the way that he used to fight. We don't march anymore. We're
a different caliber of people now, you know.
We have all this technology. We have everything at our fingertips. We don't have to march. There's a lot of things we can do, but yet we'll sit up there and allow the media to post a damn title to something, and we'll jump on the bandwagon based on, oh, Miley Cyrus was twerking. Okay, first of all, she ain't got shit to twerk.
Yeah.
Miley wasn't twerking. She
was
faking. And then we want to get mad about that. We'll jump on the bandwagon for that. We will call in to American Idol and vote 50 million times for somebody because we want that person in there. But when it comes to the real issue today, when it comes to maybe you doing a little research, bending over backwards, we sitting back and expecting somebody else to carry our sorry asses. We need to get up and carry our
Amen. But, you know, now Oliver Stone apparently was trying to, you know, create a movie about Dr. King, but he wanted to air Dr. King's dirty laundry, the affairs and all that type of stuff, allegedly, because I wasn't there, I wasn't sleeping with him, I don't know. But apparently, you know, a lot of black people stood up and said, no, we are going to honor his legacy as Dr. King, you know, the men that fought for us and fought for our freedom. The King family actually shut down Oliver Stone as well and said, no, you can't do this. So there was some sense of solidarity. Our people did stand up and say, no, we're not going to have it. You're not going to tarnish this man's reputation.
I would love to know what the age range of most of those people were, because I think right now our younger people have no clue. They have absolutely no clue.
Not only don't have a clue, they don't have the same level of respect that we do.
No.
And that's taught. And that comes from home, that comes from school, and it's just not there, in my opinion. And I think something that I posted on Facebook on MLK Day was, you know, I was listening to snippets of course, the famous I Have a Dream speech, but another little pirate radio station was playing snippets from almost every speech that he had done. And I said, you know, I wonder, in comparison to what I was hearing and to what I'm seeing when I'm driving down the street in my urban area, are we not going backwards?
Mm-hmm.
Some days I feel like we're taking steps backwards. And as many leaps and bounds as we have made, are we standing still or are we moving at all?
See, that's a show in and of itself right there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Definitely. We got to come back to that. But right now, you guys, our DJ is going to take us to a break. But don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to talk about resolutions tonight. We're going to talk about resolutions, real, fake, or otherwise. So give us a call at 646-478-4507. We want to hear your take on resolutions. If you made a resolution, if you broke it already. No comment. If you think resolutions are real, fake, or otherwise, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Love. I'm now rocking with New Jersey and New York's very own DJ Knock.
Give us a call. We want to hear from you. 646-478-4507. Who wants to start this off? Resolutions. It's the biggest thing for the new year. Every year, we start out with resolutions.
I'll start off. I don't think everybody starts off with resolutions every year. I think there are just some people who say they are because it's been a tradition for so long. For me, I don't wait till the new year. And if things are going wrong in my life, I just start to try to make changes whenever those things are going wrong. So for me to say on December 31st, I'm going to stop doing this year, or I'm going to start doing, I don't do that. Because most of the time when you say it, you don't follow through with it. And so I think a lot of times they're very false hopes or false dreams.
Okay.
Interesting.
See, what about you? What's your take on it?
Resolutions is the biggest lie I told myself.
I'm not going to lie to myself and say it's a new year, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. Hell no. I clean out my closet, sweep off my porch on a daily. If you piss me off, whenever you piss me off that day, I'm not giving you a chance for another 6 or 7 months. I'm going to DX your ass right then and there, sever the ties, and keep it moving. There are people who live by them. There are people who I know who actually do them, and they are dead serious about it because it's some mental thing they got going with themselves. I applaud that. More power to you. I can't remember that you pissed me off in August. I'm going to say what I have to say and keep it moving. You're out of my life anyway. So that's nothing for me to make a resolution about. I'm not into, I'm going to lose weight this year. I'm not fat. Fuck it.
Right.
It's not about dieting for me. It's about eating healthy. So I just don't do resolutions. They're not, they don't fit my retarded persona. I'm sorry. They just don't.
But now, you know, we have a caller on the line. We have Jamisha from Pennsylvania. Welcome, caller. Thanks
Hi,
for calling
Jamisha.
To everyone.
How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. How are you ladies doing tonight?
We're good. Thanks for calling in.
Good. I'm calling in about this topic of resolutions. For me personally, a resolution is, it really is not something that works in my arena as well. If you're going to do something, it should be happening throughout the year. It shouldn't take,
mm-hmm.
you know, all year to go by, and then in the beginning of the year, you just get an epiphany of that you need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find, I mean, most people that do make them, that I've met, usually they wind up breaking them after 2 or 3 months, whether it's...
Absolutely.
I think it's a moneymaker, personally, for the nicotine companies, the patches and the gum and... You know, all the gyms and weight loss.
Great point. That's a great
things.
Point.
I mean, it's a moneymaker because a lot of people are always trying to do all these things, but there's no longevity in it. I mean, again, there are some that probably will follow suit with it. But for me, I try to check myself, you know, monthly. I try to make sure I go back and retrace my goals that I set in place, you know, have I worked on that thing? Have I done this? You know, have I try to do that monthly. I mean, a mother of 3 kids, I can't do it daily all the time, but when I get there,
right.
sometime I try to go back every 30 days and check
you
myself,
want to reflect.
Check my temperature.
Right.
Yeah, because, but waiting till the end of the year, forget it. Like, it's, that's a waste of time because 2 or 3 months, you're going to be done with that resolution. You're going to be somewhere, you know, complaining about how you broke the promise to yourself. You're going to be guilt-ridden or whatever, and then next year you're doing it again. Who has
mm-hmm.
time for that? Ain't nobody got time for that. So, yeah, I don't really do the resolution thing.
Good point. So now, caller, question for you. Do you set goals? Because some people don't call it resolutions, but they'll set goals. So do you set goals at the beginning of the year?
Yeah. Not at the beginning of the year. I set goals for myself quarterly. You know, I try to set goals for myself every 3 months and, you know, try to go back and reflect. Am I working towards those goals? You know, what has happened that has stopped me? Because, you know, being human, you can't always meet every goal you put in place. That's not realistic. You know, life, things happen. You know, things get in the way. Just life. So, yeah, every quarter I try to go back and say, you know, am I working on towards this? I go back and I check and, you know, but it's, for me, I'm not programmed to do it at the beginning of the year and the end of the year. It's just something that, you know, you have to fit it in when it works best for you. But, you know, again, to me, it's a moneymaker. It's a moneymaker, you know, beginning of the year to do all this stuff, spend all your money, do all this stuff, and then you feel guilty. So, you know, it's just not my thing.
Good point. Thank you so much, Jamisha, for giving us a call. We appreciate you calling in to the Every Woman Talk Show.
No problem, guys. Have a wonderful night.
All righty.
Keep it up.
Good
keep
night.
Up the good work.
Good night.
Bye.
You know what, ladies? I actually think that resolutions, I'm here. I think resolutions are a psychological clean sweep. People take it as an opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to start doing this and I'm going to start doing that. You know, you've reflected at the end of the year, you know, you get all melancholy, you get all misty, and you say, oh, okay, I'm going to change this about myself. I think people need an excuse, and I'm not saying everyone, but I think some people need an excuse, a reason, a catalyst, whatever you want to call it, to say, okay, I'm going to make change, as opposed to taking a look at that person in the mirror and their situations or their bodies or whatever it is that they want to make change about. And they have to wait until they have a particular reason or event, as opposed to saying, you know what, I'm just tired of dealing with whatever I'm dealing with, or I want to make change for myself. I want to be better. I want to feel better. I want to look better. I want my money to be better. That's every day. And for me, when you are given breath in your body every single day, you've got a brand new opportunity every single day. Why do you need to wait until the clock strikes midnight of January 1st and say, you know what, I need to do it now? But for some people, they need that. They need a reason external of themselves as opposed to what's inside. It just makes them say, okay, I'm going to do it today on January 21st as opposed to January 1st.
You know, I think it gives people hope. It's like you pressing the restart button. It gives you hope to, you know, maybe the year was crappy and for the things that didn't go right, it just kind of, you know, it lets you exhale and it lets you breathe again. And it just, you know, gives you a chance to start something over and start something new.
But I get that. I totally get that.
But with that,
you get that every day. You get it every single day. When you
right.
wake up, you have a brand new opportunity to do a complete 180 and say, today is the day that I start that. I think.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. You shouldn't wait 12 months of something that's going wrong to turn around and say, okay, let me change it. If you already see what's going wrong, at some point you should have already made preparation to already start changing it. If it's possible. If it's not possible for the changes, December 31st ain't going to make it no better.
That's true. But now what if you tweaked it all year long, though, and by the time you get to the new year, okay, I tried to make some changes and they didn't go as planned, but now I'm going to, you know, make a final change, and I'm just throwing that out.
Well, if it took you a whole year to come to that, just like the young lady said, just like Sig said, at some point you're going to break that because you didn't even do it for the whole year that went by. So even though you may put a little more emphasis on it this time, okay, it's a new year, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. If you didn't do it all year long, that first 3 months, if you want to put all into it, by the fourth or fifth month, it will start to drain you and you'll start to go backwards again because it's not, like I said, if it's something you can do, then you should have already done it. If it's something that's just not feasible for you to do it, it's one day of the year is not going to make a difference in it.
Okay.
I really think that's the mindset of the person. If you're doing it for the right reasons and you decide this is the way you are, then I think that's why there are people who are successful at it. Like people who say, I'm going to work out more, and they do it, they have a plan, and they're not just talking just to be talking because it's the media and everybody needs to make a resolution. So hats off to people that are going to make their resolutions and they're going to do it right because this is what they do. It's like a company when they fiscal year end, they start over. I get that. But part of the problem with if something happened in August and you need to make a change in August, instead of changing your bad habit, you're just enhancing it. It takes a long time to break a bad habit, and you can't do it from December 31st after you done went out and got drunk and did whatever it is you did, and then you wake up on January 1st trying to watch the ball game talking about I'm going to be a better me. No, you're not. You're hungover. You just feel bad right now.
Uh-huh. I totally agree. Uh-huh. Because why is it that the calendar dictates when something changes?
Right.
It shouldn't be that the calendar dictates that something changes. It should be that you dictate. Like Sig said, if something happens in August, you're going to hold on to whatever that is from August to December, and then come January 1, it's like, okay, you know, all of a sudden I wake up today and I make this fantastic, drastic change that you could have made back in August.
But if you're making a drastic change, and the change is not going to stick, then you know what I'm saying? If you just get up and just like you, I'm going to stop doing this and I'm going to start. This people like with their exercise regimen. People, okay, I'm going to lose weight this year. Bitch, you should have been losing weight all fucking year long if you knew you needed to. What the fuck are you waiting December 31st for? It makes no sense. If you're drinking excessively all year long, you're going to wait December 31st. I'm going to stop drinking. No, your drunk ass needs to stop drinking before December
30.
There's a difference between
people need a catalyst.
Right.
They need a catalyst. They need a reason. They need an excuse.
Which is bullshit, though. Which is all bullshit.
You're lying to yourself.
People are giving themselves hope.
Now, if there's a goal you're setting, that goal
should be something that you set throughout the year too. And at the end of the year, now you want to reflect and say, did I make that goal? Did I do everything I set out to do? You know, did I make more money I wanted to make? Did I buy the house I wanted to buy? Did I go on the trip I wanted to go on to? Still, December 31st should have, you should just be reflecting on what you did all year, because now we're going into a new year. But not so much as I'm going to do this because it's the new year. It's bullshit.
So maybe at the beginning of the year, you just set a plan of how you're going to make those changes.
Absolutely.
But that's how, for me, that's daily. So new year, new me. No, you're the same dead-ass person you was yesterday.
Same damn person.
Yep. But, y'all, now, what the caller said was so, you know, it was ideal with so many people are making money. So many companies are making money off of this. Like the gym. I don't know if y'all go to the gym, but
nope.
I've been doing.
You say, you know damn well we don't go to no gym.
Well, I do. I've been going to Zumba.
Oh, see the Zumba nut.
And I love Zumba. But you know what? I can hardly get my jump and my hop and my skip on because the place is packed because everybody is fulfilling their New Year's resolution to lose weight.
But Latay,
that's not true. That doesn't mean because you got hundreds of people in the gym, that's a New Year's resolution. Those people have been doing that. Some of them have been doing that because they needed to change their weight. They needed to get healthier. And they didn't do this in December 31st to say, I'm going to go get a membership. Some of these people are very health conscious all year long.
He said to me today, you know, I'm so extra tired because we have all of these people in the gym. He said, but you know what? It'll be okay by the time March gets here. He said, these are all the New Year's resolution people. He said, they all come in. They always want to start off. He said, but by March, we're back down to our regular.
They dropped that. So people are working out. It's just crazy crowded because
everybody
have the resolution.
And then they'll pay all this money. They'll get these gym memberships. And by the time April comes around, we're not there anymore.
Which was just a hope and a dream. But why was you your fat ass in the gym all year long? Why the hell are you waiting for now? You was eating them cheeseburgers. You was drinking those milkshakes. Why didn't you do that in July and August, September and October? Why are you waiting now to do that? I eat horribly. Let me tell you something. Jackie will tell you, I eat horribly. I never, ever, ever, never, ever lie to myself and be like, oh, New Year's Eve, I ain't eating like that. I know my ass going to get a milkshake in the morning, some chips, and the next very fucking day. So I never make false, even with relationships, and even with my you know, with jobs and money, I never make false promises to myself.
But see, I do. Like, you know, I said, okay, starting off this year, not a resolution, but Natay, you're going to eat healthier. You're going to eat clean. Well, it was
but
a
I'm
holiday.
Lying if I say that,
because
I know I'm not.
Is that a goal or is that a resolution? And
that's
what
a goal for me. Well, you know, yesterday, because it was a holiday, I went out and got some carrot cake for Martin Luther King's birthday.
Don't you put that on MLK.
You ate a carrot cake. I went and got the double chocolate cake. But I'm not going to lie and pretend. You have the willpower to do that. That has nothing to do with your resolution. It's your willpower, and you have that same willpower all year long. I don't have that willpower. I don't have it.
For me to lie
and say, I'm going to eat healthier, I'm going to go to Zumba with Natay, no, I'm not, only if you drag my ass. No, I'm not. That's false lies.
Well, I'm going to go to Zumba once.
Thank you.
I'm going to Zumba with you because you asked me to come. I'm not going to Zumba because I think it's going to be something for my life because I don't give a shit about Zumba.
And for all of our listeners out there, Uli, she's skinny. She's naturally thin. So just to give
Natay, I'm skinny, but I'm old. And my oldness needs to be somewhere exercising so I can be healthy for another 20 years. But I don't have the – I'm never going to lie to myself. I don't have the willpower. It doesn't matter whether I'm skinny or not. I don't have – my mind tells my lazy ass, you don't want to go to no damn gym, so don't go. So I don't go.
So now y'all want to eat the kale and the spinach and all that and the carrots and stuff like that?
No. I don't eat nobody carrots. I don't eat nobody – I eat spinach. I don't eat nobody kale. I don't eat nobody carrots. Jackie will tell you I eat horribly. Jackie will tell you I eat like a damn kid.
So, Sid, what about you? What you eating? You're doing something healthy for the beginning or for this year?
Hell no, because I always do. I'm going to eat what I want when I want. Most of the time, for me, I have different eating habits. Some things I weaned myself off of years ago. I don't eat a lot of pork anymore. I don't fry foods anymore. I don't cook with grease and all that other good stuff. I've been doing that for years. That's a lifestyle change. That was something I decided within me to do. And it wasn't because it was a fad or because somebody said, girl, you need to try this, because girl, you need to try this, mean I'm going to sit in your face and eat a cheesecake and make you wonder, why do I look like this eating a whole cheesecake by myself? I do what I do. I'm not going, and I tell everybody, I'm notorious. I run around and tell people, you know, that's not healthy. You need to eat a salad with some grilled chicken. And I'll do all that, and I'll wait till everybody pick a day, and they decide, well, she's right. We're going to eat healthy. And I will walk in there with a whole cheesecake and a fork. No, we're not.
I know that's right.
This is for me because this is what I do. But I work out. I'm notorious for I can't stand fat on my body. My ass is 5'2". It's Amazon's in my family.
Oh, my God, you're tiny as hell.
If I didn't look like my mom, I swear I was adopted. Everybody else was Amazon. No way, West Tail, but I can't see all those hips and ass. And
you short too.
No, I'm not. I ain't none too about me, no.
No, you're short. How short are you, Nate? How tall are you?
Oh, I'm 5'2 and a half.
Yeah,
that's
I was going to say, you're a little one too. You're a little one too.
Yeah.
Jackie, you ain't
know,
that much tall. How tall are you?
5'4".
I'm almost 5'5".
Yeah, I'm 5'5 and a half, so we you know, none of us are damn giants around here.
Right. So when that sometimes the cheeseburgers settle in certain places, you know, we get a little hits and a little ass. But, you know, for me, it's not so much, oh, that I'm eating healthy, blah, blah, blah. I had no choice because I had some medical issues that have negated that, you know what, get your shit together or you're not going to be here as long as maybe you could be. So therefore, there are some changes that I had to make, you know. So I went from my heaviest at 256, and I dropped over 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have I gained a little bit back? Absolutely. There's a magic number that I won't ever go over. And when I get close to that magic number, it's like, okay, get your act together. But I don't sit here and say to myself that, oh, I'm going to get down to a size 8. Or perfect size 6. No, I'm not. And I don't even want to be. And I'm honest with myself because I look like I'm sick and people start to question me, like, what's wrong with you? But do I want to be healthy? Do I want to be mobile? Yes. And that's why I had to make some changes, because when your knees start locking up on you and your ankles start locking up on you, and when you take a flight of steps and you feel like you're having an asthma attack, you need to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See,
but
I'm in the mirror every day thinking I need to speak this.
Yeah. Those healthy changes for self, and that's what you decide, I'm going to do this right now, and that's just the way I'm going to be. And I was trying to explain it to a lady when in the gym, because I'll go to the gym. I don't have memberships. I'm forever somebody's visitor. I'm not paying you to look like this. I look like
that's right. I know that's right. I never pay at the gym. I always go on somebody's best pass.
No, it ain't nobody passes. I don't know nobody. I walk in and say, I'm visiting your gym today, and I'm signing in. And you look at me and say, your ass was visiting yesterday. I didn't hit all your facilities. It's going to take me a while to hit everything. So I'm forever a visitor. Nobody's ever challenged me to let me sign in, do whatever the hell I want to do. But I got real comfortable in this one gym where I was going every day. And the lady was like, you get a dozen of Krispy Kreme glazed donuts before you come to the gym because it's on the way. I make sure I pass by Krispy Kreme so I can get my donuts before I come in here. Well, I eat donuts, how come I look like you?
Wait, get your metabolism up, and then you eat your Krispy Kreme. You good. You done burned them off.
No, you know, people kill me with that.
I just don't have the willpower.
They're like, oh, but you eat. Hamburgers are comfort food. I'm sorry. That's a comfort food to me.
Everything is a comfort food to me, and I just don't have the willpower to discipline myself not to eat the way. And I'm telling you, I had a kidney infection because I don't drink water. I said when I came out of the hospital, here's a false lie. Jackie, you know this is true. I came out of the hospital, I'm going to drink water every day. That's never going to happen. Oh, my God, it was the worst pain in the world. I think I did that for maybe a week and a half and went right back to not drinking water unless I'm thirsty, really thirsty. And I know damn well what the doctor told me. You need to drink water every single day. I have a very high metabolism. You need to drink water every single day. And I know I do not have the willpower to do the healthy thing. I know what I need to do. I know what I should do. I just don't have it in me. So I don't give myself false lies.
a question for you, but before I ask the questions, we want to hear from our callers. So if you're out there, you're listening, we want to get some feedback from you. Give us a call at 646-478-4507. But now, Uli, on that topic, though, now you said you don't have the willpower, and you know you should be doing it, but you don't do it. Now, if you were to get sick, would you then have the willpower to do it in order to
No.
You're just going to check out.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you yes. When I really, honestly, in my heart of all hearts, I don't have, I'm telling you, when I was in the hospital, that was the worst pain. I have two children, and the pain I experienced having them doesn't equate to the pain I had when I had that kidney infection.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, and I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's not a good thing, but it's just like there are some things that I have, you know, enormous willpower for, and there's some I'm very weak at, and taking care of me, the physical me, has always been a weak part for me.
I think, well, being honest with yourself and knowing where you lack is important, because then you don't set yourself up for self-defeat. It's just that somehow you have to find a way to say, I'm going to take care of me, you know, see what I have to for me. But I think as far as resolutions go, you ever notice that the biggest resolutions are always losing weight, stop, you know, people are going to stop smoking. What are some of the other big ones? Those are the biggest ones.
Changing
ones.
Their job.
Saving money.
Changing their job.
Travel.
Saving money.
Job.
Mm-hmm. But they want to improve their education, finances.
I'm like, well, what about taking a vacation? Because there are people who don't ever go on vacation.
Yeah,
well,
that's like a promise.
Let's, you know, people always focus on, I don't want to call them negative things, but, you know, it's like, you know, taking care of your body is important. But, you know, maybe if you did some other positive things, the other things would fall in line. So, you know,
some
what I want to do this year.
Taking a vacation is not in the cards because they're not in a situation where they'll ever be able to save enough money where they can pay their mortgage, buy food, and take the vacation. So that's probably why some people don't. And then there are people who've never been outside of their little realm, and they never have any desire to go outside of their little realm.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
I think that's why people don't put taking vacation on their things to do for resolution. People feel like resolutions should be these major, important, altruistic
things.
But they're little promises to yourself. Okay, you guys, we have a caller on the line. Her name is Dina from New York. Hi, Dina.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, Dina.
Hello.
Dina, thanks for calling the Every Woman Talk Show. And we're talking about resolutions, so give us your take on it. What you think, Dina?
You know what? I normally don't make resolutions. Not for New Year's. I think it's, I don't want to say a gimmick, but I think people fall into it and they have these big expectations, and by the end of the month, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, I just try to do something, add something new to my life every month.
That's
and
cool.
That's why
that
works a little easier for me.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm wanting to jump on the diet bandwagon and want to lose weight and, you know, all that good stuff. But I try to put my focus more on a healthier lifestyle as opposed to, you know, fitting into a size 10 or whatever.
Right. And that's a great thing because size means absolutely nothing.
Absolutely. That's very true. Very true.
Because people who are a size 10 can be just as unhealthy as somebody who's a size 22. And somebody who's a size 22, yeah, you need to lose weight because you don't want to have that all around your heart, but they can also live a healthy lifestyle. So size isn't the issue.
Yeah, there's some people who lose that much weight and they're not healthy because they've lost that much weight. They're not. Their bodies aren't made to be that size 10. Now, nor should they be the obese factor where they're way overweight and they can't do certain things that they need to do. But the society, I'm so glad society has changed, because back in the day, society was, when you're tall and you're skinny and you're this, you're great. These big girls are getting it in now. These big girls are taking all of
yes,
it.
Yes, we working it. We working it.
All of the men.
We working it.
But some of them need to learn some dress codes, though. I'm sorry.
I'm working on my book.
You've been working on that book too long. You need to publish that shit.
Because every time
them,
I Every time I get finished all this,
the diamonds ain't got no business making certain shit for big girls. They ain't got no business with certain things. Just we ain't got no business wearing certain things, and they ain't got no business wearing certain. I don't want to wear two pieces for somebody paid me $1 million.
I'm working on
now,
my book.
Dina, Dina, since we're talking about resolutions, do you have any crazy resolutions that you can share with us? Have you heard of any New Year's Eve, New Year's resolutions, myths, anything crazy, outlandish type stuff?
Not really. I just think people set themselves up for failure a lot of times with that. It's just, I don't know, just putting so much hope into one thing that either they didn't really check into, or they just decided, okay, I need a resolution, so let me do this. Or I think it really should be more about, it's going to be for your body or whatever, it should be more about making sure you're preserving what you have, so that maybe if you have kids, you'll be there for your kids later down the road. Or, I mean, if you're stopping smoking, or... I don't think they're crazy.
Right.
You know, I don't think they're crazy.
It shouldn't be for vanity.
Do you guys notice, though, that those are the two biggest resolutions there seems to be, is weight loss and smoking? And do you also notice that society, the media, right around Thanksgiving into Christmas and into the New Year, you're flooded with commercials for the gym. You're flooded with the diet gimmick. You're flooded with the patch commercials. And they are kind of tailoring and targeting audiences, saying these are the two things that you need to do. Now, mind you, they are healthy for you. They're good for you. But it seems as if those are the biggest things that people make resolutions about and seem to fail at.
But come on now. If you're marketing, that's your money.
It's smart as hell. It's smart as hell. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, that's your money. And to me, the fact that they do that, kudos. They're earning their money. I want somebody to call in who does make resolutions. I don't want people to feel like, oh, my God, I make resolutions. I'm the worst person in the world. This is just our opinion. And especially me, my ass is warped. I don't expect for none of the world to be like me. Thank God it's just me. And they didn't clone me because the world couldn't take it. So I want somebody to call in or somebody to say, I make resolutions, and this is why, and this is what I do. Even if I had a guy tell me today, I do a resolution for three damn days.
Okay, Dina, we thank you for calling the Every Woman Talk Show. Thank you so much for giving us your opinion on resolutions, and tune in to us next week, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait, did you think your friend made resolutions for 3 days?
Huh?
You said he makes a resolution for 3 days?
He told me, yeah, I make resolutions for about 3 days. Then I'd be real with myself going, I ain't doing this shit.
Him and everybody else.
But isn't it about discipline?
Wait a minute. It's unfair for anybody to make an all-encompassing statement about all or anything, any group of people, anything like that, because there are people that I know who live and die by their damn resolutions. And
well,
so,
we're talking about the ones who don't. I'm not talking about the ones who do.
We need to hear from those people.
I'd like for somebody to call in and say, yes, I do resolutions, and this is why I do them. I'm not knocking anybody who does a resolution. I'm not knocking anybody who does anything that works for them. Kudos to you. Big
and
ups to you.
How do they stay focused? Because you know what? I know for me, I don't make resolutions because I may not stay on track for that resolution. I almost rather say I do goal setting. But there are some people that say, you know what, from this day forward, I am going to do dot, 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 dot. And they do it. How do you do it?
I think it's a mindset. I think for some people, it's got to be your willpower, your mind, and whether or not you are really, you stay in your own lane and you say, fuck the masses and whatever it is that they think or whatever, and you say, I'm going to be me. Because, like, you can have things that trigger you. I used to smoke years and years and years ago. I went to the doctor, and he was like, you're a spiker, meaning you get instantly angry, your blood pressure spikes. You keep smoking, you're going to spike one day and stroke out. I stopped smoking that minute.
My mother-in-law did that. She went cold turkey and has not smoked in 18 years.
Didn't bother me. You're telling me Yeah, I was in my 20s. You're telling me I could die because I know how mad I get instantly? So, hell no, I can't afford that. So, yeah, I can quit. When I was used to drink all the time and I realized this is a waste of money because I'm not getting drunk, I quit. I drink on occasion now, not every day because it's a waste of time and I just like the flavor. So I think it depends on the person. You have to say, this is me, this is what I can do, this is what I'm capable of. You know, like for me, if I tell somebody,
it's not to say, and it's not to say that the people who are saying they have resolutions and don't complete the resolutions that they're bad or something is wrong with that. Not saying that at all. Like I said in the beginning, it just does not work for me. I just don't give myself false hope. Just for me,
right?
But now, if you're out there and you make resolutions and you stick to them and you have a plan or method of how you stick to your resolution, please give us a call because we want to hear from you.
Maybe we might have one next year.
Yeah, 646-478-4507. And, like, for me, I don't call it a resolution. I just call it making a decision. And I do it every month. And so every month I'm writing, okay, I want to change this. And I need to tweak this. I need to tweak that. And I literally post signs up in my house so that when I'm going out the door, I'm looking in the mirror, I see it. I write little to-do lists next to my computer because I'm on it all day. So that's how I kind of keep my promise to myself. I don't call it a resolution. I just call it, you know, making changes each month. But then at the beginning of the year, I do a reflection. And what didn't work last year?
And that's exactly what it's about.
I need to switch it up. I need to change it. I need to set some boundaries.
That's exactly what it's about,
Nathan.
Making changes as you go on all year long and then reflecting at the end of the year and what worked for you and what did not work for you and what you need to change to make it work.
Right.
And I call it flipping through your mental Rolodex and, you know, going back and thinking about some of the things that you've been through, you've experienced, you don't want to experience, and how you can even get to, like, where Sig is saying, like, you know, if you do something to me in August, I'm going to talk to you about it in August. Or if I have a revelation in August, I'm going to deal with it in August. You know, some people need to get to that point. So sometimes that reflection can help them say, you know what, starting today, I'm going to take better steps to dealing with an issue when I need to deal with it, whether it be about me, someone else, my job, my relationship, my finances, whatever it is, I'm going to start taking steps today to get better at dealing with it now as opposed to saying I have to wait until the end of the year and start all over again.
But now, wait a minute now. I don't agree with that totally. Just because one way works for somebody, for their mental and their personality and their psyche and the way they are, that's not saying everybody should do it that way because, oh, this is the right way. I think people who do it in the here and the now or do it once a month or however anybody's doing, as long as it works for you and you can own that. Like my friend is saying,
that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Because if somebody's trying to get to that point, if they're trying to get to be a person that says, I want to start dealing with issues when they happen, then they need to start making steps towards that. And they may not be able to just say, I want to do it right now.
Ladies, we have Eddie and Daryl on the line. They're joining in. Hi, Eddie. Hi, Daryl. From the Man Up Show. Hi, guys.
Good evening. Good evening.
How are
ladies doing?
Good. Now, guys, we know you're going to give us some feedback, what you think about resolutions, if you make them, if you break them.
This is Eddie. I don't make resolutions, but I had a question. I wanted to know what was the difference, because I'm kind of confused based on the conversation. What's the difference between making a New Year's resolution or a New Year goal, or just making a decision to do things differently and just doing it? Because it seems that there's a consensus in regards to agreeing with making goals and accomplishing them, but there's no consensus on someone making a New Year's resolution. And I'm trying to just decipher what the difference between making a goal for the year or setting goals for the year as opposed to just making the New Year's resolution.
That's like the word taboo on people. They're the same thing. A resolution to me is taboo. A person without a goal is a fool.
Got
but then also, resolution is a big monumental, a big, huge, big beginning of the year monumental promise to yourself. And the goal kind of, you know, not that you can mess up with it, but it's like, oh, we always give ourselves a little leeway to not accomplish that goal if we don't reach it. You
also,
know, resolution
I mean,
is
a big step. goals have steps because your goal is to attain a certain weight loss. So now you have to get the steps to achieve that goal. I think when you make a resolution, it's more, it's broad, it's just large, and you don't necessarily
Here's where I feel the difference. A goal, you can set a goal any day of the week, month, year. The resolution, New Year's resolution, is that one day of the year where you make that promise to do something. So for me, I don't think you have to wait to that one day, that 1-2 minutes before the clock strikes to make a set of goals for your life. The goal is to be set all year long, present all year, and reflect on it at the end of the year. I don't care if it's the first of the month or the 15th of the month, but at the beginning of the year, reflect on what you did all year long. And if you obtained the goals you did, fine. If you didn't, now you have another year to obtain them again. But to sit on that one day, wait for the clock to strike, to make a decision to do something and call it a resolution, is foolish to me.
So what's the difference between, okay, like I said, if you're a year ago, you start at, that means January 1, this is what I'm working towards, this is my schedule and everything.
You can start in July. A goal can be set at any time of the year. Right. It doesn't matter when
you're going to make a resolution. My question is for those who make yearly goals. I make yearly goals. So that means come January 1 or whatever your fiscal calendar month is, that's when this starts, and that is what I'm going to make sure that I try to accomplish throughout the year.
Right. So if you set the goal in July, you look back in July and see if you set the goal in January.
Yeah, and if I set it in
it.
January, yeah, if I set it in January, it's the same concept. So if
but
I
you're
say,
not waiting until December 31st to say it. You're not waiting till the clock to strike. A resolution is, oh, the clock is striking 12. I'm going to wish this. It's a tradition.
Yeah, I hear you. No. But I'm saying no one. I'm sorry. No one says. No one makes their resolution on the December 31st. They say that several days to a month before they make that resolution. No one says, okay, all right, it's 11:30. What am I going to do for the next year? I'm going to start drinking. 11:59.
You may have been thinking on it. You may have been thinking on it. Sometime in November, because that's when they start thinking on it. But that night is when you put it into play in your the tradition way. Not saying that everybody does that way. I don't know what everybody does, because I don't do it at all.
But I do make New Year's resolutions, trying to decipher the two. Okay, Eddie, I honestly think that
making New Year's resolutions for those who truly make them and they survive them and making goals are the same thing. It's just that, like I said, goals, that's a more acceptable word to me. And to some people, resolution is a more acceptable word. I think it's just what that word means to that person, because if you're doing your New Year's resolutions, and anybody is doing them, and you can please call and let me know if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure that you've thought about it since September, October, whatever, and you've decided this is my day to start because it's a fresh start for me, and you've got it set in place the same way a person who writes goals does. It's like making a business plan. You decide this is what I'm going to do. I want to sell dolphins in my backyard. Leave me alone. But I've got to have a plan in order to get those dolphins in my backyard to start selling them.
Yeah.
So this is the day I'm going to start. But you make your plan. I don't think people blindly make resolutions, except for my friend who lives for 3 days with his, to say, I'm going to start doing this, this, and this. I think they fail. The resolutions are failing when people don't set it up like a goal, when they're just serving themselves lip service, when they've just decided on this moment at this time because everybody's talking about it, everybody wants
to do it. That's exactly what we're talking about. If you have just thought about this because the New Year's is coming in, not something you've thought about all year long. If you've thought about it all year long, you've already started making preparations to do those things. But most people for the New Year's resolution don't start thinking about the New Year's resolution until September, October, November, closer to the New Year. And they don't change anything until after the New Year. That makes no sense. If you've been thinking about it, I want to sell dolphins in my backyard.
Daryl, what
not
do you think?
I'm totally digging this whole conversation. I don't even got to say anything. But if you have, there are certain goals that you might have over the course of the year, like I want to buy a home
right
in 2014. Well, I have to first clean up my credit. So there are processes that need to be done over the course of the year in order to get myself in a position to get what it is that I've set out to achieve. I think that's a bit different than, like, I think everybody's saying the exact same thing. Okay, it's December 31st. I'm tired of this, that, and the other thing that happened in 2013. In 2014, I'm not going to settle for that. So in 2014, I'm going to do this,
right.
and that, based upon the fact, just because the year is changing. The whole reason for doing it is because we're changing from one year to another. That cannot be the reason for the decision. The decision needs to be made upon it is something that is crucial to me. It is something that I want to do this year. I want to buy a new car. I want to relocate. I want to change jobs.
What you're saying that, you said in September, I think I want a new car. I'm going to work on getting a new car. It's not necessarily I want a new car in 2014. You already wanted a new car in 2013. You may not purchase it until 2014,
right?
Because that's when your finances are able to do it. So to
exactly.
sit here and wait till December 31st and say, I'm going to buy a new car in December 14.
It's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. May I say something, please?
I'm
not trying to be rude. I just want to make sure you all were finished. But, this is how I decipher the difference between a resolution and a goal. A goal is something that, for one, you Sig was saying, you prepare for, but you have a strategy and a plan in place. And it's something that you accomplish pretty much one time or you're working towards. A New Year's resolution is something that you claim you're going to do for the rest of your life and live. And I think oftentimes what comes with that is not the plan. They don't fail to plan. They plan to fail. I mean, they don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. So, and that's where they fall short, because they say, okay, I'm going to stop drinking. They don't put any steps to stop drinking, or it's not a thing that you can accomplish and check off. It's a consistent way of life, and that's when people make a serious decision. Like Dick said, she had a serious hospital incident, and it caused her to make a decision. I don't want this, and you have to have that strong decision to go cold turkey like that. But a goal is something that you strive for and you can check off and you're working towards. So when you say I'm going to get a car, that's not a resolution. That's a goal. When you say I'm not going to drink anymore in the year 2014, that's a resolution. And if you don't have a plan to say, okay, I'm going to replace drinking with this, something that I like,
that's
what causes people to
stop drinking.
To quit.
That can be a goal as well, not drinking. That can be a goal. I'm going to try to not drink this year. And a resolution is generally for that upcoming year.
It's just for that. So you just want to be skinny just for 2014, then you're a fat ass 2015?
No, the thing is you take it year by year. You work on 2014, and then when you get to 2015, okay, I'm going to focus on 2015. It's like you take baby steps. You can't take all of it at once. You got to take steps.
Are the resolutions, are they real or are they not? Because if it's just for the moment, if just for the 2014 you're thinking, then it's not a still obtainable thing, because some of the things that you are trying to achieve are life-going things. You're right about that. So then you should have a resolution on it then.
Well, look, this is the deal. This is the deal. If you make a resolution to lose weight and not be a fat ass anymore, and you do it in 2014, guess what you've just done?
You
set a goal,
it was
a resolution, and you've changed some habits. Trust me.
Yep,
you look in the mirror, and you look good, and you've been hollered at all damn summer.
Sir.
Your ass is not going back to Krispy Kreme. I promise you that.
You probably exercise more. I don't know if you give up Krispy Kreme. I think the issue is basically most people don't do their New Year's resolutions for them, and that's what caused them to fall short. Just like Uli's saying, that's not how she feels. She ain't feeling that. But I guarantee if Uli gets to the point where she's just sick and tired of being sick and tired when it comes to eating healthy or whatever, she'll make a change. So it's most New Year's resolutions are not necessarily.
I won't have to wait.
Exactly.
Hey, you guys, we got Jamisha back on the line from Pennsylvania. Her caller is calling back in. Jamisha, right. Are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. I had to get back on this.
All right, guys, what's key in
reference to the resolution is this. Think about any habit or any way of doing things. You have to at least do it for 30 days in order to change it. So a resolution is not going to work if you're going to say at the strike of midnight or whatever, oh, I'm getting ready to go do this. But you didn't put it in place to change the habit. It's going to take you at least 30 days. I don't care what it is. If you pick up something and you put it down and you replace it with something else, you need to do it for 30 days in order for you to get used to doing it. It's forming a way of life. So the resolution won't work if you have not put steps or anything in place to start doing it for at least 30 days or more. It's about changing that way of life. And in order to change your way of life, you have to change your habit. In order to change your habit, you have to do it for at least 30 days consistently. So I just wanted to get back in and say that another reason why resolutions don't work is if you're going to do that at the strike of 12 or whatever, but you didn't put anything in place to try that out. So how do you know? How do you know?
Right.
So
right.
Goals is what it is, because you actually are going to put something in place to try to change the way you're doing it. But to just say it and think it's going to just happen, that's not going to work.
Yeah, that's why Sid keeps stressing a plan or whatever. But if you don't if it's not for you, you're not going to do it. And a lot of people do make these resolutions and stuff for other people. So it really has to be for you. A lot of people try to lose weight to get a man. It ain't for them. And a lot of people try
or
a woman. It ain't for them. Or they're trying to get healthy for the doctor, but it's not necessarily for them. So when it gets to the point where you're tired for yourself, that's when you can make the change. But oftentimes we go to school, we go to college, we do all that stuff to try to make somebody else happy. It's not going to work. But when you decide that you want to do something for yourself, that's when you will
that's
be true to it, and that's when you'll make it come to fruition.
Uh-huh. I concur.
Point.
I agree.
All right, Jamisha, thank you so much for calling in and giving us your viewpoint.
Right.
And be sure to
give
us a
call. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Week.
You guys are doing an awesome job. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, caller.
All right.
But
good
now,
night.
You guys... Why do we assume that people are making resolutions without having a plan? Maybe they started a week ahead, and maybe they set up the gym membership. Maybe they, bought some healthy, stuff at the store. Maybe they made plans for a vacation. So then
they're not doing it for self, so it's not going to work.
But
we talk about this. They said she knows people who does it, and they do it well. If it works for them, I think we're on the same page with this. We all are in the same agreement. If you're doing it for yourself, it'll work. You can call it a goal. You can call it a resolution. My thing is, as long as you don't wait till December 31st and say you're going to do it to start to do it, that's my only beef with the whole thing.
I put it like this. The difference between the plan and just doing something, okay, I can say, okay, I'm going to be a basketball star. So I start buying Jordans, rip-away pants, shorts, basketball jersey, and everything like that. That's not making a plan. But I might start going
that's
to
a
run.
No, that's
I'm
a dream. That's another
talk
already.
If I say I'm going to do sprints every day, I'm going to work on my layups, I'm going to do at least 50 free throws. That's a plan. That's writing out a plan, but just going to do something is not setting a plan. It's just doing something.
But when you say that, Eddie, when you say I'm going to sprint at whatever you said, when you say that, do you say after December 31st?
No. And I can clearly see that's what your
about.
Issue is with it. Your issue is
right,
this day come January
right.
1st. I already got that. I got that, Uli. I'm saying that's what you. That's what your issue is with the whole resolution thing. But the difference between a plan and doing something, what I'm saying is buying the Jordans and the jersey and everything is the same thing as just buying the membership. That's not a plan. That's just getting your outfit right to make you think that you're going to do what you're going to do. But when you write out, okay, I'm going
to
do lunges, crunches.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same reason I said to Natay, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you if the doctor says to me, ooh, you have to stop eating chocolate cake, I'm going to stop eating chocolate cake. I don't know that. Honestly, in my heart, because I eat so horribly and I've been doing, I'm almost 50. So for me, it's like, fuck it. I'm more good. I know me. I'm going to eat that damn cake. I know me. Now, it depends on how scary the scare is, probably. If it's a really scary scare like Sid had, I might wake up and say, bump that shit, bump the chocolate cake.
It'll be for you.
Yeah,
I love my life.
I don't know. I don't know.
And I ain't feeling it. Yeah, I hate you.
So for those people who do the resolutions and it works for them, if they wait to December 31st to change their life in whatever manner it is, if it works for them and they do it and they stick with it, wonderful. The ones who are false faking it, they need to fucking stop and get some real shit going on in their life.
And so do the damn people that's making black eyed peas at the beginning of the damn year, thinking that your luck is going to be good.
Too.
You might want to think about the year before and how jacked up it is and don't make no damn greens and black eyed peas.
I don't eat nobody black eyed peas. My mother used to try that shit. I'm like, the worst luck in the world. You still eating black eyed peas?
Sick. We got a special caller on the line just for us. We have Trey Davis on the line. Hey, Trey.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, damn.
Woo-hoo.
Good. We told you.
Congratulations
on your premiere. Congratulations on your premiere last night. It was an awesome show. And what do you think about resolutions? You got any feedback for us?
Resolutions? I necessarily don't make them because, you know, you should always be on your grind, be on your hustle, always striving and always progressing. You shouldn't have to wait till January 31st. To do that. Now, people that do that, by the time January 3rd comes, you don't forget about it already. So I necessarily don't believe in them. You know, January 1st is the same for me as July 1st.
November 1st.
I'm going to always be on my grind, no matter what day it is, no matter what month it is, no matter what year it is. It's just, you know, to me, it's really pointless.
Amen to that. Well, you know,
like
guys, we got to have closing thoughts because it's almost time for us to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. So, I'm Sig, let's start with you, and then we're going to kick it over to Jackie and then follow by Uli. Give us your closing thoughts.
I don't have any.
You don't have any? You don't have any? Nothing. Nothing.
Still mad about her damn phone.
Sig, not even a cuss word or nothing. You ain't nothing.
No. Let's face it, Trey came on the show and I totally lost all touch reality. Y'all better leave me alone.
Trey, she don't want to cut the phone with you on here. She don't want to cut up. Jackie, what are you so
done? I'm so done with her. I'm so done. damn. You got to do what works for you. I mean, if it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, whatever you want to call it, I mean, If the wording is what gets you off your ass to fix your life, whatever's wrong with your life, whatever you want to fix about your life, tweak about your life, fine, get caught up in the wording. But the issue is get caught up. Don't just say, okay, I'm going to do this, knowing that you really need to do this about your life, and you don't do anything. Get up and do something. The first doesn't have to be the point.
Amen. Uli?
I feel as though I don't think people should make false hopes. If you think you can obtain something, obtain it all year long or try to at least, don't wait till the end of the year to make changes in your life when you know things are wrong all year long, whether it be where you live, your job, whatever the case may be. December 31st should not be the reason why you are changing it. You should already be in motion and changing it already if you can. If you cannot, another year is not going to make a damn difference.
And Teddy, let's hear your closing thoughts.
I would say set yearly goals, but if you see something wrong with you and is a problem, make the change now. Why allow it to be more of a handicap or a habit, like the young lady stated, doing it for another 30 days and just making it harder to get out of the rut than you already started with in the first place. So if you have an issue or something that you feel that you need to work on and get better at, just start it when you feel that way. Don't wait until, like Uli stated, the 1st of January to start working on that. But definitely set yearly goals and come back to them to see how you're doing in life and how you're progressing and reflect and grow from where you were the year before. So.
Absolutely.
Amen, amen. And Brother Darryl?
Well, I think everybody has eloquently gone in on this topic tonight. It's been a great show. I'd like to thank everybody who called in. I'd like to thank everybody who listened tonight. You know, you've done an absolutely wonderful job, an absolutely successful job. I love the show. I love listening. Even when I'm not talking, I love listening. Everybody,
amen.
Man Up Show, we're talking about For the Love of Money. Tune in next week to Game Strong on Monday night at 8. God bless. Thanks, everybody, for a great evening. And that's all I have to say.
My name is Katie. Waiting for you to take it to Zumba.
You know what? Zumba, and also I got a new thing I'm adding in Calinetics this year. Three times a week.
I'm only coming to Zumba once. I'm trying to be nice and go to damn Zumba. This is trying to really make somebody exercise.
You say that now, but we won't make any resolutions. But you'll keep coming. You'll keep coming. Trey, do you have any final thoughts you want to throw in here?
Oh, please do.
That's everybody in their shows. Everybody tune in. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays.
Amen to that. And my closing thoughts are, you know what, do whatever works for you. Natasha, I set goals each month, and at the beginning of the year, I do a recap, and I look at my year, and I see what didn't work and how I need to adjust. So I simply make decisions, because after all, nobody plans a trip without taking their GPS. So make a plan. Set some goals for yourself. And on that note, I'd like to just say great show tonight, everybody. And we just want to thank our callers, Dina and Jamisha, for calling in. Thank you so much, ladies. And to all of our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. Tell a sister, tell an aunt, tell a friend, tell an enemy. Tell them to call in and check us out and tune in to us on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. is ladies' night. And we want to remind everyone again that the Man Up Talk Show is on every Friday at 8 p.m. And the Game Strong Talk Show with Trey Davis airs Mondays at 8 p.m. And until then, we just want to sign out. And we want to leave you with the Stella Award winner, Tamela Mann, Take Me to the King. I don't know who your king is. It might be Buddha. It might be Allah. Mine is Jesus. So thank you for another hot night, hot topics. Good night, and God bless.
Thank you, ladies, for having us. Y'all be safe.
Thank you. See you next week.
Love you, brother.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left. Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Relationships and for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a